but.
That's what's fascinating about this. Some terms
go out and some keep on.
Soup, for example, is a perfect example.
Uh-huh.
Where you have an object that needs a name, but for some reason, soup, I'm just not getting anyone to say it. So apparently it's just dying out.
Well,
but other terms remain.
And I don't know now what. What would, if anybody was describing that, which is just a tiny little porch with a little roof, just a little square thing, no bigger than this probably, what would you call it if you don't call it a stoop? You wouldn't call it a porch.
It's
not a porch.
No.
Little entrance or something like that, you said?
I suppose so. But there is something, an object that needs a name.
Oh, an architect or one of the real estate salesmen would know what to call it.
Yes, he would invent. He would invent something. Sometimes people say "fair off" for weather. Do you hear that?
Well, I think you would. I think that would be more though of. I think that'd be more of a colored expression of somebody that would.
And weather is, might be gathering or turning or threatening.
Well, yes, I think you hear it's very threatening.
And what does, if the weather is breaking, what does that mean?
Well, I think that usually means, you know, when it's been awfully cold, and it's, that would be my idea, what would be, that the cold was breaking up.
In other words, it's getting better.
Uh-huh.
Some people use it to mean that it's getting worse.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's just the opposite.
Well, I'm glad. Well, I wouldn't use it that way. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And a day that's... the sun is not shining, and it's chilly. How would you describe that day?
I don't know.
Or how? What are the two extremes? A day that you like very much and a day that's not very likable?
I just don't think of like you'd say, it was very threatening. Oh, if it looked like it was going to rain, it looks, I just don't know of a, do you have something you, there?
If it's nice, sometimes a nice day on that extreme. The other extreme, a gloomy day, smurry day.
What kind of day?
Smurry.
Never heard of that word.
Yeah, right.
How you spell it?
S-M-U-R-R-Y, I suppose. Or a Lowry day.
Never heard any of those. How'd you get those?
Right. Well, they're used in the region occasionally.
I never heard any of those.
Lowry is would be in south, I suppose, south of your deal. It's it is used farther south. How about, what is the most typical? Nice day, fine day, what?
You said what is the most?
What is
most,
the most typical expression in this region for a day that you like? Is it, you see someone on the street?
I don't know. Well, I don't know which would be the most used most frequently, but lovely day or fine day or I would say what would